The lives of one Kansas farm family was forever changed after a large and violent long-track tornado tore across north-central Kansas on May 25, 2015, ranking as one of the most violent tornadoes of the season with an EF4 rating and estimated winds of 180 miles per hour. The funnel was on the ground for more than a staggering 90 minutes. The worst damage was to a single farmstead 1 mile southwest of Chapman, where the home of all the outbuildings were completely blown away as the operations matriarch hid in the basement underneath pillows. But what could be only a story of devastation is also one of hope, community, and resilience for Kent and Deb Wood, who shared their story with Aaron Harries, Kansas Wheat Vice President of Research and Operations and host of the Wheat's on Your Mind podcast. Today, Kent is a retired wheat farmer who has served on the boards of the Kansas Association of Wheat Growers and the National Association of Wheat Growers. He still serves as a board member for the National Wheat Foundation. Deb works as a family resource management agent for K-State Research and Extension in Salina. The day the tornado struck wasn't expected to be a very severe weather day. Ken was away in Hayes for a COG meeting, and Deb went to and came home from work like normal. Deb came home like any other day, got a bite to eat, and had the news on. There was a storm building east of Bennington, but it was Kansas in May, so thunderstorms and tornadoes are just part of a normal weather broadcast. There's tornadoes around Kansas all the time, so I didn't think too much of it until things started getting closer, Deb said. Looking back, if I knew then what I know now, I would have put as much stuff into my vehicle as I possibly could and gotten the heck out of Dodge. Ken stayed in Hayes for supper. He got an alert on his phone that there was some severe weather developing, but he just watched it as it developed like a normal storm. He got on the road and headed for home, but the longer he drove, the more he realized the storm was developing into something dangerous. When you live in Kansas, you spend a lot of time in the basement when there's a warning, Deb said. Most of the time, I go downstairs and I just kind of sit there, listen to the radio and wait for it to be over with. I had done that, and then I had gone back up as I was getting texts from people, and that's when I started worrying. Deb quickly gathered what she could, some medicine, work clothes, and importantly, Ken's work boots. Then she ducked under her desk in the basement, taking pillows off the bed in the room and stuffing them around her. Still, it didn't occur to her that the storm would take everything else. Then the storm hit. The glass broke, and the entire house was gone. There was nothing left at the farm, and I mean nothing left, Deb said. There was just nothing. It just chewed everything up into little pieces. The glass all broke. It ripped off the subfloor totally. The house's center beam broke into two, and a wall landed on Deb. I called Ken to let him know we'd taken a direct hit, but I was fine. But I couldn't get out, Deb remembered. Ken got the call when he was in nearby Abilene. By the time Ken got home, it was still light enough to see the damage. Deb had very deep bruises on her back, but no broken bones. Although they had no house, no clothes, no food, the community immediately rallied together. Ken and Deb stayed that night at Ken's brother's house, but neither slept a wink. Their story does not end there. When health issues popped up, Ken made the difficult decision to retire. So Ken and Deb made the calls, first to their landlords and then to others. It was time to turn over the operation to a new generation. Listen to Ken and Deb's full story on the podcast or find other episodes of Wheat's on Your Mind at wheatsonyourmind.com. For Kansas Wheat, I'm Amelia Schatz.